welcome to Mailbox, Radio Prague's weekly program in which we read from your letters and answer your questions. And first of all, here's an email from our regular listener, Ashik Ekbal Tokon, who tunes into Radio Prague in Bangladesh.
Dear Radio Prague, with this email, I would like to congratulate the Czech national soccer team on winning a spot at the World Cup Games in Germany in 2006. I'm a great fan of your country, and I will be praying for the success of the team.
And I'm sure all Czech football fans will be praying with you. Now, in a recent story about the first Peruvian food festival in Prague, we spoke not only about the delicacies it introduced to Czechs, but also about the history of the two countries' relations. And this email came from Canada, from a Peruvian man who signed as Carlos.
I was just surfing through the internet and found your article. Sure, you could come one day to Peru and enjoy the very delicious Peruvian plates. Thanks to you, I realized that our ambassador is doing something interesting in your lovely country. I didn't know that Paťa Rimac was a Czech company. About beers, well, here we have three: Pilsen, Kuskenia and Crystal. And of course we have the soda called Inca Cola. I never knew that Balbín was a Czech name. I have a friend with that name. Un saludo afectuosísimo desde Canadá de un peruano.
Thank you very much for that email. And now another of our faithful listeners, Muhammad Shamim from India, would like to know the most famous beach in the Czech Republic. Well, the Czech Republic is a landlocked country, so the only beaches we have are on riverbanks or lakes. As far as I know, none of those particularly stands out among the rest. But in 2004, the 5th district of Prague took inspiration from Paris and piled tons of sand on the embankment of the left bank of the Vltava River. So for two summers in a row, Prague citizens and visitors have had a chance to enjoy a proper sand beach, complete with umbrellas and deck chairs, and could even play beach volleyball there. And on a different topic, Patsy Libby from the United States sent us this question.
I would like to find some information about the Czech composer Jaromír Weinberger. His polka and fugue from Švanda the Bagpiper are very popular in this country, but it seems to be very difficult to find out much information about him. Can you give me some information or guide me to some sources?
You're right in that information about Jaromír Weinberger is hard to come by. Actually, Radio Prague broadcast a short piece about him earlier this year. Jaromír Weinberger was born in 1896 in Prague. He studied piano and composition with Vítězslav Novák and later with Max Reger in Leipzig. In 1922, he accepted a teaching post in Ithaca in the United States. Later, he worked briefly with the Slovak National Theatre in Bratislava. His opera Švanda Dudák, or Švanda the Bagpiper, first performed in Prague in 1927 with little success, quickly made him famous abroad and was played internationally. In 1939, the opera was staged in New York on the occasion of the World's Fair, and Jaromír Weinberger was invited. The Weinbergers arrived in the United States in January 1939 and stayed, which saved their lives. Besides his most famous work, Švanda the Bagpiper, Weinberger wrote another three operas, Beloved Voice, Outcasts of Poker Flat and Wallenstein, four operettas, a ballet and many orchestral pieces, the most famous being probably Under the Spreading Chestnut Tree. Jaromír Weinberger died in 1967 in Florida. He probably overdosed on sleeping pills. And now let's listen to a few bars of the polka from Švanda the Bagpiper. We only have time to repeat the competition question for November. We are looking for the name of one of the founding fathers of the world-famous fast food chain McDonald's. Born in Chicago in 1902, the son of Czech immigrants from the town of Plzeň, he tried many jobs before he met the brothers Dick and Mac McDonald. He went into business with them and acquired franchising rights to open a McDonald's restaurant of his own in 1955. With the opening of his first franchise, he founded McDonald's Corporation. He died a multi-millionaire in 1984. Please send us the name of this man by the end of November to the usual address, Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, or english@radio.cz.
Thank you, Pavla. Yes, just a reminder, of course, of that. The email is English.